You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up? What a game last night, huh?
Which one?
What do you mean?
A lot of Panthers. Sports last night, man.
I'm trying to get a hold
of where you're at. I don't know if
Bengals
you're talking
Bengals and Steelers.
That was a crazy one. There's Joe Flacco.
Hey, I told what did I tell you about Flacco? He gonna give you two or three or four of the best weeks you have ever seen, and then he's not.
Nobody has to be happier with that than Ja'Marr Chase yesterday. Who,
oh my goodness, 23 targets.
23 targets, 16 catches, a career high for him yesterday.
That's a record.
Bengals record.
Bengals record.
Yeah, he had the record, but he broke his own record.
I'm trying to think. How many passes did I catch in a game? 11, 12?
I don't know.
I think I did 11.
Did 11? That's your highest?
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. Morning, Vlad. How are you?
I'm good. I will say this. Jalen Ramsey cannot cover Cincinnati Bengals wide receivers. And I've
ever.
Been saying this since the Super Bowl when Ja'Marr Chase shook him out of his cleats. And if Aaron Donald didn't make that pressure, put that pressure on Burrow, that would have been a game-winning touchdown. They ate that man up last night, whether it was T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase. You know what it looked like? It looked like the Rockers back in the days. They were hot tagging. They were just like... Let me get some of this. Like, they were just lighting him up. Him, Porter,
you know what
and
it
Slay.
Is? They're both built like him and maybe a little more sturdy, right? So he can't, like, go manhandle him. He can't be aggressive. And then they got speed that if he tries to be aggressive and he misses, it's over.
Well, last night, your final score, get to your headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Your final score last night, 33-31. The Bengals get by the Steelers. Joe Flacco, 342 yards, three touchdowns, no picks.
He's thrown five touchdowns and no picks in the last two games.
Hey, man, those old men were playing good last night.
Did you guys see,
throughout all sports?
Yeah, all sports. You know, Aaron Rodgers played well yesterday. And he got very mad at his lineman for tackling him. Did you see that? Like, he was like, he throws the touchdown to intangibles over there. Was it Freiermuth?
No, Freiermuth. And like,
he was killing it. And then like, he's like running off the field and one of his linemen just like hops up on him. He's like, hey, got very mad, shoved him, probably because, you know, he just tore his Achilles not too long ago.
And he's 41.
And he's old, and the old don't like to be touched.
You see what they do when Flacco scores? They escort him to the bench.
I think he took a nap last night. There was a time he looked like he took a nap on the bench.
He looked like he would just chill. But I tell you what, for 240-year-olds, they both got cannons. Still.
Oh yeah.
I mean, some of those balls that even Flacco was throwing. Oh my goodness. Did you see the one at the end of the game?
That's what I was about to ask you. The last one that Rodgers threw.
65 in the air.
Now, it made me laugh because he's 41 and he can, from that distance, he can get the ball in the end zone. Still, if you ask a certain quarterback locally here, you know, in that certain situation.
To be fair, I'm not comparing the two.
I don't think he could do it.
Drew Brees couldn't do that either.
Yeah, I mean, like, Aaron Rodgers has always been the king of the Hail Mary. That's like, that's his thing. His thing is the Hail Mary. No, Tua couldn't do that. That's obvious. Like, we saw that at the end of the game where they tried the lateral play and he got picked off. Like, they were like, all right, we're going to set up the old lateral play Miami Miracle because they know that he can't do a Hail Mary. Like, that's very obvious. The thing that was honestly the thing that pissed me off a couple of games back when they didn't go for it on 4th and 18, because I was like, well, he can't throw a Hail Mary, so, like, what's the point? Like, why not at least try? You're going to get the ball back with, what, 40 seconds left? You got no shot. You might as well just try and have him make a 20-yard conversion. That's at least doable for him. And they were like, nah, he just got sacked. We're going on. We're moving on. But that's why that was my big issue with the McDaniel play a couple of weeks ago, where he's like, let's just take a pass on this one, guys. We're going to punt. Like, yeah, great choice, dude.
Fourth and 18. Yikes.
Yeah, 4th and 18 or Tua having to go 60 yards.
Right.
You know, come on. I know it's not an easy conversion, but it's like.
In other words, it's a bad decision to have to make in any event.
For sure. But it's one's possible, one's impossible with the quarterback.
Right.
Last night, the Panthers, they lost to the New Jersey Devils 3-1, their third straight loss. Tough road trip so far. Yeah, having trouble getting any offense going either. It's been Paul Maurice is none too pleased with how things are going. Obviously, you know, they got a really nice game from the goalies have been great. Tarasov and Bobrovsky have both been really rock solid for the Cats. They will be back at it tomorrow. They got a game against Buffalo at 1:00 and see if they can get off this little losing streak. Did you see? They did think that they tied it last night. Did you see what happened at the end of the game with the ref?
No, I saw the goal, and then we had like a 30-minute break to try to figure out what the hell happened.
I'm like,
he's not in the crease. He's not in the blue. It's a goal. And I couldn't even, like, I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, and then this guy, the official, he comes up there and he look, this just goes into the category of you have one job. All right, you have one job, and that is say the right thing. You know, this is like when ring announcers, that you announce the wrong fighter wins. This old dum dum gets to the center of the ice.
After review of the call on the ice stands, we have a goal. Oh, sorry.
Oh, hang on.
Excuse me. After review, there is no goal. Florida will be charged a bench minor penalty for delay of game.
Wow. You have one job. You have one job. And you sit here and you're like, and Paul Maurice, the look on his face when he's like, he thinks that he has the goal stands. Oh, no. No, sorry. Well, damage is done, my friend.
After review of the call on the ice stands, we have a goal. Oh, sorry.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. Excuse me.
Hey, after review, there is no goal. Florida will be charged a bench minor penalty for delay of game.
Damage is done.
Damage is done, my friend. Crazy.
They take all day and the Panthers get charged with a delay.
Crazy, dude. tonight, you got the Miami Hurricanes hosting Louisville at 7 o'clock. Countdown to kickoff is going to be at 3, so your official pregame show gets going today at 3 o'clock. Canes are 13.5-point favorites against Louisville on this Friday night matchup. Canes coming off the bye, of course, number 2 team in the country. And Louisville 4-1 on the season.
Their only loss was a crazy overtime game.
So we'll see what happens tonight. Those ACC games can always make you nervous.
Friday, look, if you watch the way football has been this year in both college and the NFL, you got to, don't just make assumptions. You got to go out there and get the job done because crazy things have happened this year.
Yeah, no doubt. This is a huge one for the Canes to keep this thing going. That ACC schedule, it always can surprise you around. It's usually
they play Georgia Tech.
I don't believe they do this year. No.
Goodness, I don't know what it is about Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Georgia Tech is that's always a slip up. I mean, we know we had last year on the road. Year before that, we had Kneegate. Oof, terrible. No, they don't. They have the remaining schedule for the Canes is Louisville. Then next week they got Stanford. I'm sorry. Yeah, next week they got Stanford. Then they have their first venture outside the state on the first is at SMU. Then they're back home for Syracuse.
Syracuse is another one. They still got that crazy quarterback throwing for NC State.
And then they got Virginia Tech and Pitt on the road. So. That's what's coming up. That is the Canes.
I think they're better than all those teams, but you can't go counting chickens, as Robbie would say.
We'll take a break here on the program. Back with more after this.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We got Canes tonight taking on Louisville as the Canes, number two in the country, looking to stay unbeaten. You got Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. have your call tonight. Of course, you got Hollywood and Brian Monroe getting you set for all the action from Hard Rock Stadium. Are you going, Leroy? Have you decided? Did you reach out?
Whether or not
you're going to go?
I've been told. And I have a conflict of interest.
Oh, okay.
Tonight is Rebecca's homecoming.
Ah. Well.
So we gotta, you know.
You doing the limo?
No. Yeah, daddy limo.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
You gotta wear a blazer?
No, I'm wearing a muscle shirt and I'm gonna put a tat on my face.
Like Tyson?
When I drop her off and they see me drop her off.
Something tells me you're going to be mean Tyson, not interview with us Tyson, where he's chewing the Jolly Ranchers.
You know what I love?
What?
That Leroy's going to have to face young men who's going to look at Leroy at, oh, you a little dude.
I know.
Yeah, but, all but that shaming that you've done to other people is going to happen to you.
But here's the deal, though. You know what I tell people that say that?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I say, you know what the difference is between me and you? Where I grew up, I ain't afraid to lose a fight. So that means we fight until the end.
And that's the speech.
And guess what, Leroy? You know what they can tell you?
What?
Neither am I.
Good. Then I'm good with that. I ain't afraid to lose a fight. That's how I was brought up. You just fight. You tired, you walk away. Go home. Lick your wounds. Now I'm older.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Might be some more wounds, but the mentality, right? Oh, hope her date throws a fake lizard at. Hey, let me tell you something. If somebody throw a fake lizard at me,
point four,
it's go time.
Witcher.
It's go time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't listen. You know what? Because there is one person that I'm terrified of. Snitchy Mouse. Right? I don't care if my wife get mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if nobody else get mad at me, but not my baby. So she'll give me the look, right? Dad, hey, just don't. I'm like, don't what?
Damage is done, my friend.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour. We got your chance for you and a guest to go win a flyaway to see him at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night stay at a hotel. To enter, go to WQAM.com. It's a national contest, and check that on out. Last night in the ALCS, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners. You see Max Scherzer, another old guy yesterday.
Yeah,
refused to leave the mound.
Dude, they were swinging at that curveball like it was a wiffle ball.
The old hate leaving the mound, man.
Oh, yeah. They
talk back like.
You know, wait, but you know when they do want to leave? When somebody hit a 450-foot home run, you were right. But in fairness to him, they kept falling for that pitch. He's like, look, I got him. I got this.
We'll get the game five as the road team has won every game in that series.
Every
so
game,
far.
Which is crazy, right? Is it hockey, then baseball, where home field is?
Basketball, too.
You think it don't matter in basketball?
No, but I've seen basketball. It
hasn't mattered as much.
But I'm just going to, as far as doesn't matter to most important. So football's most important.
We've seen
series. Then I'm going to go basketball second. Then I'm going to go baseball third. And least important is hockey. You think it's different?
I think other than football, all three of them, home court doesn't matter anymore. Because if you got a guy.
Well, I'm just saying, I just went like.
I know you're listening. I would actually put all three of them tied. Because we've seen.
So one and tie for third.
Right, because we've seen basketball series where. The road team won all six games. And then the last game, you think, you know, maybe the home team wins that game seven.
Yeah.
We've seen that in baseball and in hockey. As long as you have a goalie, you can go anywhere.
Right.
Don't ask me. The Heat have lost like eight straight at home in the playoffs.
Right. The Boston Heat series, right? After
Both
that
Boston
game
Heat
three.
Series.
Yeah. After they won, they lost game three. Everybody won on the road.
Yep. And then even the series before that, it was kind of the same thing. They brought it back. They had the crazy put back.
Skip,
had
put
the,
back.
Yeah, the crazy put back play. Yeah, it's it was crazy. And then the year before that, Jimmy had the big game that made it come to game seven, and they won game seven on the Heat's floor. So, yeah, but they haven't won since that game three, Vlad. They've lost every single home game since then in the playoffs. So
it's too.
It's a bad feeling to have such a good memory, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like getting sadder and sadder as you remembering all these things.
No, because every loss has gotten worse. Like that, those last two losses to Cleveland.
Cleveland was embarrassing.
Boston.
You know, yeah, they took the road game two, and then Jimmy had the interview because his knee was blown out. And he's like, oh, we're going to go up. They didn't go up. And that series was top hats and monocles. The finals was top hats and monocles. Jamal Murray just kept hitting three after three. Then you had him and Joker both had triple doubles. It's been a rough go of it lately. Anyway, speaking of, if you want to watch the Heat at the Kaseya Center, they're in preseason action tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. That is their preseason finale. Yesterday, a much healthier practice for the Miami Heat. Terry Rozier even practiced yesterday. Everybody.
Do you need to get a win? I need to get a win.
I don't know.
Not by Tobin's philosophy.
Here's why, Tobin. You won 37 games last year. And you ain't won a preseason game. Like, you can't just turn it on.
Yeah, but
we've
other
seen
teams.
That. So you need to, you want to talk about big building winning habits? How about winning?
I understand what your point is.
You
there.
Can't lose every game and say we build in winning habits. You ain't winning.
There's not like a billboard about it or anything like that. Like the fact
I'm
is
just
that
saying.
They haven't had their team. Like half their team has been missing for the
You've
entire
been saying
preseason.
That for 4 years, dude.
Okay, I'm just telling you what it is, though. Like, do you know what their record was in preseason last year? Tommy Tiger revealed this to me. I completely forgot. You want to know what it was?
What?
4-1. Did it matter?
Not particularly.
No, it didn't. You want to know why? Because Jimmy Butler actually cared more in the preseason than he did in the regular season. He was hounding Chris Paul all over the place. It didn't mean anything. So I get it. Nobody wants to go winless. It's annoying. But I do think that at least my philosophy on it has been is that at least with them not winning, you can see what the real problems are. They're not going in with any false sense of security. If they would have won, we would have won the game against the Hawks G Leaguers. It's like, great. And we also were still 3-for-30. Nothing changed.
All right. I get you. But, you know, it's hard to lose five games in a row and say we're trying to build winning habits. That sounds weird.
Yeah, I know. But I don't understand, like, where that – like, what is the – who's got the sign out there that's saying we're building winning habits? Like,
Smoke says that all the time.
They're trying to put together a team that hasn't been together. Like,
okay.
It's one of these things.
Okay.
You know?
Their
guards were all out the first game. They missed basically half of their team the last game.
I know what that look is, Vlad.
I'm just saying, there's nothing to build. Like, who are you building these
habits?
I'm about
to say, which coach you're getting sick and tired of hearing about what they're going to do with their improve with their offensive game plan? Spo or McDaniel? Because I've been hearing about Spo running the offense, we're going to, you know, pick it up, we're going to score more, and it never happens. And Leroy has a point. You got to score. Who's going to score for this team?
Right, but my thing is, like, they're going out and they're not scoring. So the Heat have basically gone and shot bricks anyway. So what is the difference between them winning or losing all these close games? Like, the offense still has issues. So you're, it's all kind of just there in the open going into it anyway.
Want me to tell you what the difference is? Is that regardless of what your situation is, when you get in those critical moments and you pull it out and you win the game, that builds, like, you know, kind of sets a tone for now you can do that.
I don't disagree with you, but here's the thing. Myron Gardner is going to be playing for the South Dakota G League team all year. His habits aren't going to mean anything for the Heat. You know, the only guy who's going to play for the Heat is Keyshawn Johnson, and he turned the ball over and gave it to the Hawks.
He was the only guy
playing at the end of the game.
He so, got like, hands like my left.
Habits are being built at the end of the game? Now, they did a great impression of the Heat from last year because that was basically all of last year, but none of those guys are going to play anyway.
I guess my concern is that if the team is going to be different or better, at some point, shouldn't I see it?
Yeah, that's totally fair. But we don't. They can say they're better all they want. We got to see them.
Right,
do it.
Exactly.
But nothing they've done in preseason would have swayed
it's
you.
Not, right.
Is going to is really going to sway you.
I see what you're saying. I guess I'm just one of those people that I just. I don't like being comfortable with losing under any circumstances. Right. I don't care what you want to build good winning habits. You want to build depth. You want to build then whoever's in the game, you're required to do the job. And I get what you're saying. I really do. But coming off the last couple of years when this team hasn't been able to get over the finish line. And then seeing it now for whatever reason, I just feel a little. Like,
yeah, I guess what I'm saying is, like, look, they can still come out and stink up the joint. They got a really tough schedule. I don't think that the preseason winning or losing is going to be indicative of it anyway.
Okay.
Like, I think my thing
is 30 is more.
Well, that's my but that's why I kind of almost am like appreciative of all the losses, because it's like I'm not being masked by, oh, they still won. Like, they all right. I very clearly their issues. They have shooting issues. We know this. They've had bad rebounding issues. They've had turnover issues.
Right. And yeah, you got all these stretch bigs that nobody wants to play in the paint and bang.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, you know, I think there's something to that. You know, they're trying to play a little bit faster. And
that's why they probably put a whole lot of pressure on Kalel, because like, yo, you have to get rebounds.
Kalel's had probably the best preseason. Like, yeah. he's played really well.
Yes.
Him and Jaime have probably been the most consistent guys the entire preseason.
No, I'm not saying it in a negative way. I'm just saying that one of the reasons why they're probably so hard on him to be a complete player is because when it comes to rebounds, he is going to have to be the guy.
Terry Rozier told Ira Winderman he's hoping for a fair shake.
Fair shake where?
To play.
Oh, I thought a fair shake on, like, you know how they shake before the game?
No. He's like a dap up. He's like, hey.
No, they don't dap. They shake.
Just get a good game, Terry. Good game.
I don't know, man. I feel bad that, like, this thing has never been able. He's never been able to get both feet on the ground, and like, there's always been something. When he first got here, it was neck, and it was a lot worse than we all thought, because they made it sound like he just had a little neck strain, but dude was out for a very long time with that neck. Then. You had the scandal. I don't even know where that is.
Me neither.
And then he was playing basketball horribly.
Yep.
And so I don't know what role all those things play into it, but I hope that he at least gets, you know, back to at least we can see, well, everything's going fine for him. He just ain't got it no more. Like, without all the other stuff.
Think he has a hard rock back? I can't.
I don't know, dude.
I would say if he did, he don't now.
Don't they give you like a free $10 at the Kaseya Center?
No, hey, no.
Because I know at Amarin Beck. No, that's what I'm saying.
The rule. This is a rule.
Okay.
And they can track it. It's why all these NFL players are getting in trouble. You cannot place a bet on company Wi-Fi. Jeez. And that's how a few NFL players got caught, because they were in the parking lot making a bet, and the Wi-Fi in the facility picked it up.
I want to know, because, you know, at Amerant Bet, they give you a free $10 bet at the game. So if you're a player with an account, can you go in the locker room and use that free $10 bet?
You need that burner.
No,
you need somebody else.
You're going to need somebody. I'm just asking.
I will tell you this. Well, first of all, you know, the betting, they track it also. So if you need a burner, you can have a burner phone, but it's not your burner account.
Wait a minute. Can't you make a bet without Wi-Fi? You could use what I...
Yeah, but then I'm saying, if you make a bet with Hard Rock, Hard Rock is going to report you.
Ah, damn it.
You can't... No, just don't do it.
Something tells me since the investigation...
You're making $20 million a year. You worried about a free $10 bet?
Something tells me since the investigation, he's probably put the old purple app away.
Yeah.
Yeah. We would hope.
He's probably... I don't know, one would think.
There hasn't been anybody who's gotten frequent flyer miles.
Tell you what's never...
Anybody who's been busted for that, they ain't went back and did it again.
Tell you what's never a gamble. When you send your dry cleaning over to A&T Dry Cleaners, that's the best dry cleaning in all of South Florida. That's all right. Ara, man, he's been doing this for 40 years, Leroy. Him and his business, family owned and run. You got Mama Ara there doing the thing. You can call him up anytime, Leroy. 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. You hear Leroy? Snitchy Mouse has got herself a homecoming coming up. Any of you other got some dances coming up? You want those dresses or suits looking real nice? Give A&T Dry Cleaners a try.
They service all of Dade, Broward, Southern Palm Beach County. They can pick up and drop off your clothes. And here's a little extra. Ara's a fan of the show, and he wants to take care of our audience. So if you mention Tobin and Leroy, you get 25% off your order. That's right, 25% off. So all of the stuff you need, you can get a discount. You can call or text Ara at 954-610-9383 at any time. And once you use A&T Dry Cleaners, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hey, you guys can join WQAM and Solana at Raising Cane's next Tuesday at 11 a.m. at their newest restaurant on Miramar Parkway and Southwest 172nd Ave in Miramar. Get there by 8 a.m. and you might be one of 20 to win free Raising Cane's for a year. And WQM will also have heat tickets that you could win. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Yeah, it's finally built.
Finally got done?
Yeah, it's right by the house. So, yeah, I've seen it a lot of times. Raising 8 a.m., really? Jesus. That's early.
Very early to get chicken tenders. What was the time? Kachuk was there like super, super early that time after they won the cup. He looked very hungover at the Raising Cane's.
Oh, yeah.
Very hungover.
I like, you know what's crazy? Love their chicken fingers. Love their chicken. Not a big fan when people only make chicken fingers and they try to make a chicken finger sandwich.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they just make everything with the chicken fingers. Whatever you get is start with the chicken fingers. So if you say chicken sandwich, chicken sub, chicken whatever, they do chicken fingers. So I like a chicken patty with my chicken sandwich.
So I'm no stranger to a radio bit, and I'm no stranger to stepping in it when it comes to being wrong. You know, perhaps you guys remember I ate rancid crow one time with Christian Yelich.
Okay, you ain't admitting to nothing. You must be talking about somebody else because – getting you to, you pay your debts, but you,
I'm a man of honor.
You pay your debts under your terms.
That's not true.
Really?
Yeah, that's not true.
Okay.
Ridiculous statement.
Okay.
But yesterday, popular Pittsburgh sports radio host, Andrew Filippone, time to time on the national network for Odyssey. He had a doozy. He had one that I haven't heard in a while before. And I never really understand, you know, I've eaten crow. We had a old Goldhammer in Cleveland. He ate poop. Well, Andrew Filippone said yesterday on social media, there's no way the Steelers lose tonight. In fact, I'll get my nipples pierced with no numbing agents if they lose to the Bengals. It ain't happening.
Can I just say something here? When that's even in your thoughts,
yep,
you've been thinking about doing something kinky like that anyway.
Well, he's got to probably already have them pierced, right? Is he already pierced up?
No.
That's crazy, dude.
So, but that's what I'm saying. You have to have, like, Vlad, like, if you have something like that to go to, if you lose a bet, right, then you already were considering.
You got a fetish,
right? So there's video.
Well, I mean, he just claimed this test. I don't think he went right to the tattoo parlor.
He's probably going this weekend. You got 10 days now until the next dealer game.
Oh wait, there's a statute of limitations.
You put it on that
deadline,
right?
But I mean, you got to do it. Your tweets already got millions of views.
And you're
getting pierced.
And you were specific. That's the thing. It wasn't like, you know, it was like, oh, if they lose, I'll go get my, you know, nipples pierced. It was like, no, if they lose, there's no way they're going to lose. If they lose, I'll get my nipples pierced with no, what was it, agent? No numbing agent?
No numbing agent.
Usually it's just ice, though.
But whatever. That means you like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, you probably on some BDSM stuff.
Like you already had that in the holster.
Yeah, he's right?
Was thinking about something like that anyway. That's not something, you know, told me, but you said I'll eat an actual crow. You know, eating crow. Yeah, I get it.
Right.
But if you would have came out and said, you know what? If he hits more than 20 home runs, I'll get my nipples pierced. I'm like, whoa. What something we need to know, right? Because that's just, you don't just reach for that.
He's the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
It was not too long ago that Ryan Day was falsely accused of being nipple pierced. Which, again, anybody who has their nipple pierced, no shame in that game. Good for you.
I just don't
know.
We just don't need to hear it.
The no numbing agent. Even just getting your nipples pierced is tough enough. He's like, I'm going to make it the most painful ever.
It's not. It's a pinch. Oh, you haven't gotten. I had my ears pierced. So,
hey, dude. Hey, just a pinch.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, a certain somebody on this show was nipple clamped, and you didn't act like it was just a pinch.
You got your nipples clamped.
I was just doing that for the show.
You got your nipples clamped?
Oh, yeah.
We lost the dartboard of doom. That's not the worst part, Vlad. There was a tour.
Yep.
And we were at the old station with that glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there just chest out with the nipple clamps, and the whole classroom of kids walked by.
He was sitting there.
The Zach Steeler student class came to see to QAM and saw your nipple clamp. Saw your nipples clamped. Oh my god!
Yeah.
He woke up this morning. He tweeted out, "Andrew Filippone, hello. I don't feel great this morning."
Yeah.
See, I would have just said I would have done ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers. That would have been better. But
no,
for you to
because
say
you
nipple
don't,
clamp
you only
with
do ayahuasca
agent,
to celebrate.
Jeez.
He must have been so hopeful. Like once Aaron Rodgers threw up that Hail Mary, he's like, please.
No, I'm saying I'm guessing that once Aaron Rodgers drove him down the field to take the lead, he thought it was over.
The craziest thing that I had one time that the one bet my wife really got mad at me about that I said I would do was Zaslow and I both agreed on the air that if the Miami Heat won the lottery the year Zion was coming out, and they had very, very small chance, that we would get New York Knicks tattoos. Just like we would sacrifice shame on ourselves if it would have meant the Miami Heat would have gotten Zion Williamson. Now, it wasn't fixed like it was for the Mavericks, so there was zero chance. It was like a one-point-whatever chance of happening. But she was like, you're not doing that. And I'm like, I think I am if we get Zion Williamson. Oh, moot. We didn't get Zion Williamson. But
really? Does she know who she's married to?
I don't know. I mean, like, listen, the hijinks come with the territory.
Listen, I just hope that we not all out together and she walks up to me and give me the look like I'm egging you on to these things. Because
mm-hmm.
It's you. You're the ringleader behind the craziness. So, like, I hope that, and don't throw me under the bus. You're like, well, Leroy made me. We were all doing stuff. Like, no, this is you.
I've never thrown you under the bus.
No.
Whenever there's been hijinks, I've owned it.
Okay. I mean, we had a twofer at my house one time. Tobin had to jump in the cold water in Speedos, but he did it in white drawers.
Didn't do it in white drawers.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. There's video of it. I don't even know. It
wasn't a bathing suit.
Time out.
It was black undies.
Your pasty self.
Yep.
Jumped in a pool in white underwear?
No, that's not
black.
Oh, it was black. Black. See, then, okay, then, okay.
No, but the problem is it was supposed to be Speedos.
It was briefs. It was tidy whiteies, but they were black.
Tidy blackies?
Yes.
Okay. Fine.
And then at the same time, you know Robbie, right?
Of course I know.
One of the hairiest people in the world.
Did he jump in the water?
He had to get his back waxed.
Oh my god.
And he had no hair on his back.
Very odd.
Wait. Huh?
Yes.
Didn't make any sense.
Yes.
That don't make sense at all.
None.
He is hairy.
I think he pre-shaved.
Was it like stubby back clean or was it like fresh back clean? Because if it was fresh back clean, he had it waxed.
Like
he had it waxed like a couple of days before.
And Big Spoon is all about the shenanigans, so she's like, "I'll get the wax stuff."
Jeez.
Right? So she went. He's like, "He's got no hair."
Fooled us.
Yeah, I still can't figure that one out. He got hair everywhere. That dude got hair on his eyeballs, and he ain't got hair on his back.
Jeez, how you got hair on your eyeballs?
He's hairy, dude.
We'll take a break. So regular old second hour is next.
Yep.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.